Howie's heart was beating fast. An injury to the paw could take a long time to heal. He stood outside the rabbit room door, wishing he could help. He felt his cheeks get hot. Other kids were watching. "What happened?" Billy asked. Howie didn't answer. By 6:30, Roberta Jordan hadn't arrived. Howie waited on the couch and never took his eyes off Ms. Alfonso. Finally, she asked, "What is it, Howie?" "Please don't tell my mother," he said. "Don't you think she should know that you left the rabbit cages open?" "It was a mistake." Ms. Alfonso sighed. "Your mother is always late," she said, sitting down beside him. "I know. She works in a hospital that's far away." Howie continued, "It's her job to take x-rays. She doesn't finish work until 6 o'clock. We live really close. I could take the bus, but she thinks I'd lose her money." Ms. Alfonso pointed to the rabbit cage. "Howie, what do you see?" she asked. "A rabbit," answered Howie, obviously. "And what is that rabbit doing?" "It's sitting, I guess." "Anything else?" "What was her point?" "Sniffing?" "And?" "I don't know." "Yes, you do. Watch." "It's lifting its ears." "Good. That's what you're going to do tomorrow. You're going to watch the rabbits and take notes on everything you see."